Well, the defence continues by the federal government of the controversial sports grants scheme, despite the avalanche of expert criticism and now new information about what the head of the Prime Minister's department made of it all. The Auditor General has already revealed that almost half of the funding went to sporting clubs that were ineligible. That's key in the debate about whether the millions in taxpayer dollars were properly handed out, because the Prime Minister has repeatedly said none of the funded projects was ineligible. Isabel Rowe reports.
It's been almost a month since the release of the Auditor-General's scathing report into the biased awarding of federal sports grants, and the government is still insisting there's nothing to see here.
Well, the program was properly dealt with.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack is again defending the Community Sports Infrastructure Program after evidence heard at a Senate committee raised more questions about the eligibility of many of the sporting clubs that got access to the $100 million fund.
All the projects that were put to them and put to final funding by Sports Australia were indeed eligible. All eligible.
Late on a Friday afternoon, there's been another development. The Secretary of the Prime Minister's Department, Phil Gaitchens, has weighed in following his review of the government's handling of the situation, which remains confidential. In a public submission to a Senate inquiry into the saga, Phil Gaitchens says there were significant shortcomings with the former Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie's decision-making role. His statement reads,
"Key among these were the lack of transparency for applicants around the other factors being considered and the disconnect between the assessment process run by Sport Australia and the assessment and decision-making process in the Minister's office."
The Audit Office has also given evidence that a spreadsheet, colour-coded by electorate, was passed between the Prime Minister's office and Bridget McKenzie's office dozens of times. Phil Gaitchens' statement says Bridget McKenzie never saw the spreadsheet herself, and he maintains her involvement was appropriate. The other question plaguing the government is whether all of the sporting clubs that received the money were eligible. The Audit Office says 43% weren't by the time their money arrived. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Prime Minister Scott Morrison has misled his party and the public. The government is doubling down, though. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann is adamant the government followed the rules.
Let me stress again, no project which was funded was assessed as ineligible at the time the assessment was made.
But those familiar with the federal grant process say it was the government's job to step in and stop money from flowing to ineligible sporting clubs. Kate Griffiths is a fellow at the Grattan Institute.
So it's certainly possible for the eligibility status to change during a grants process, but it's decidedly weird to offer a grant for something that has already been done or has already begun without the grant, that doesn't actually need the grant. So I think that's where the real question comes in.
So when the government says when the applications were in, this project was found to be eligible and therefore there is no issue, is that a genuine statement?
Usually the money is awarded for a purpose, and it's intended that, or it's expected that the project wouldn't be able to go ahead without that money. So the fact that the money hasn't arrived and the project's gone ahead is odd.
There's a week's break now before Parliament sits again, and Labor is set to make sure the sports grant saga remains on the agenda.
Isabel Rowe reporting from Canberra.